Well, we just heard them talking about terrorist acts. One of the terrorist acts that has a lot of people talking is, of course, that massacre in Baghdad last week in which Christians were targeted. 58 of them died after an al-Qaeda affiliate attacked a church there in Iraq. Since the beginning of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, 500,000 of the 1.4 million Christians who live in that country have fled the country. That's according to the U.S. State Department. Many of them have located American cities like San Diego and Detroit. Join us now. We have two Iraqi Christians, both living in the United States. From Detroit, Joseph Kasabi is the executive director of the Chaldean Federation of America. And Andre Anton. Andre lost two cousins in last week's massacre at Our Lady of Salvation. That was the Christian church that was attacked. And Andre, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us on. And thank you for bringing attention to the massacres that happened. I do want to just clear up one thing that you said one al-Qaeda member. In fact, there was several al-Qaeda members that entered the church and participated in the inhumane acts that took place on Black Sunday, is what we're calling it.
We said an al-Qaeda affiliate, which we were actually referring to the entire group, but it doesn't change the terrible situation there. Joseph, this is not a new thing. There have been attacks against Christians and Chaldeans in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion began in 2003, and that's when the exodus of Iraqi Christians began. Is Iraq just not a safe place for Christians anymore?
Good morning, Celeste. Thank you for having us again. Actually, this pattern has been taking place since the war started, which is in 2003, where the Christians were targeted for killing, kidnapping, and also for force them to immigrate in order to empty the country from Christians of Iraq. And this is becoming a problem for all of us. It looks like we have at this time a mass exodus on hand, and we need to stop it immediately. Many atrocities took place against our people, starting with killing of many priests in the last 7 or 6 years, including our Archbishop Faraj Jahu of Mosul, Nineveh. He was kidnapped and killed by the very, very same group. We are very, very disappointed that the Iraqi government is unable to do anything about it, and so is the American administration. And we are frustrated, and we need to see a solution for that.
Well, this is actually the Archbishop Daud, who represents those who've been exiled in the UK, and he says it may be time for all Iraqi Christians to leave the country.
But now they come like genocide. They come to the church and killed many people. Now they kill by the tens or hundreds. Why should we still to be in this country?
What, I mean, Andre, let me ask you about that. Obviously, there's an entire culture. The Chaldean community in Iraq has been a part of that culture for a very, very long time, centuries.
We've been there for 7,000 years in what's now known as northern Iraq. We're indigenous. And we're autochthonous to that region, meaning we don't come from any place else. So, we're the same people that is talked about in the story of Jonah and the whale in the Old Testament, the Ninevites. We're the same Ninevites who Jesus Christ mentions and talks about in both the books of Matthew and Luke. And in my documentary, Defying Deletion, for which Joseph Kasab is one of the interviewees, it illustrates through firsthand accounts how we're slaughtered in the major cities because of our religion by Muslim extremists, how when we leave from those major cities and go to the north, we're oppressed by the Kurdish regional government, we're politically disenfranchised by them. In the Nineveh Plain specifically, where 80% of those internally displaced peoples are originally from, and really there's no place left to go because they don't want to spend the rest of their life savings trying to get out and then living as fourth and fifth class citizens in refugee countries like Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon. You know, the problem is there's no plan. You know, we've started, leaving Iraq, the U.S. at least. We're pulling troops out, like Obama was just saying, President Obama was just saying, we're sending them to Afghanistan, and there's no real plan for the Christian Assyrians in Iraq. We're being slaughtered, and we told the administration, people that I know who have personally worked on President Obama's campaign as a senator, there's no plan. There needs to be a plan.
I know that you are, Andre, you're planning a number of rallies. There's one in Detroit later today, and you're going to have rallies in different places across the country. But, Joseph, I wanted to ask you, where do you come down? There is clearly a divide among Chaldeans and Iraqi Christians like Archbishop Daud, who say it's time to think about your safety and just leave the country until Iraq is safe for us again. And those who say...
In reality, it's not a divide. Actually, we're converging together. We are united. We are stating exactly what just you heard from Andre, and that is our people, they should be protected. There should be a plan to protect them. This is our land before the Arabs and the Muslims, and therefore we should stay there. But in order to stay there, there should be things offered in order to protect the community, in order to have the community prosper just like anybody else. The problem is in Iraq at this time is the Constitution. The Constitution is very... Very sectarian, is not secular. We like it to be amended in order to become more secular. If that happens, I think there will be some relief. In addition to that, there should be an intervention by the international community to come and rescue the biblical people of Iraq. A lot of Christians throughout the world, and mainly the Christians of America, do not know that Christians of Iraq are the biblical Christians, are the very, very original Christians, and therefore they should be protected, they should be saved. Therefore, we are calling on all communities to come forward and save the Christians of Iraq. This is really important. It is for the benefit of the Iraqi people themselves and for the world.
Joseph Kassab is the executive director of the Chaldean Federation of America, Andre Anton, who is planning a rally in Detroit today. We're talking about what Archbishop Daud calls the genocide, premeditated ethnic cleansing attacks against Christians in Iraq. 58 Christians died in an attack on a Christian church just last week.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.